I don't know how many times we've said it, but let's try again. The only thing worse than bad publicity is trying to cover up bad publicity. No, wait, there is something worse. Being found out trying to cover up good publicity. On Thursday, during the Dallas-Miami football game, Cowboy cheerleader Melissa Kellerman was bowled over by Dallas tight end Jason Witten as he ran out of bounds. Witten immediately did the right thing and helped Kellerman back to her feet. A noble gesture. Kellerman appeared to laugh off the incident, which was, of course, caught on film and is now all over the internet. Kellerman later opened her Twitter account and sent two innocuous, somewhat humorous, self-deprecating comments to her followers, all 300 or so. But, rather than laugh about the incident, the Cowboys' front office responded by telling her to close her Twitter account. Now the comments and the Dallas response have a worldwide audience, and the folks in the front office are looking like a bunch of heavy-handed corporate bullies. Okay, maybe part of Kellerman's contract is that she not comment about the team, the games, or the organization. But these sort of restrictions are designed to keep employees from criticizing the organization or posting embarrassing comments. But Kellerman's remarks weren't anything like criticism, and were far from being embarrassing. Indeed, they tend to show the team in a favorable light, and everyone could have been a winner here. In fact, I can think of several ways to spin this into an even better story. Make Kellerman an honorary defensive lineman for her awesome stop on Witten. Have Witten carry her purse around for almost injuring the cheerleader. This incident had great potential, with winners all around. Now, there is a loser, the Dallas Cowboy organization. I'm Larry Burris.
The opinions expressed on this program are those of the author, not necessarily those of WMOT or of the College of Mass Communication at Middle Tennessee State University.